Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Tina Staley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing arts teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, California, USA, and my service is often done either in person or via telephone conference call or Skype if you're out of the country or you prefer to use Skype, you can do that as well. I specialize in past life regression and also inner child work, as well as many different work in traditional hypnosis, therapy, any kind of changing behavior and habit, that's what I specialize in. Okay, now this evening, the show is about communicating and healing with your Holy Trinity. And some of you may ask me, what is communicating and healing with Holy Trinity is like? Well, let me explain a little bit what Holy Trinity communication is all about with this show. I know some listeners may have this question, and often a lot of people will ask me this question all the time because it's very, very unusual. And yes, it is unusual because this type of communication with Holy Trinity, I was the one who created this program or this study or this teaching about a year ago. I'm going to have two of my past students who are now Holy Trinity practitioners going to be on this show to offer free reading and communicating with your Holy Trinity. So just quickly, what a Trinity is to me is just the archetype of our masculine and feminine essence and also our oversoul. And we all have this energy in all of us that many of us don't realize that these are just archetypes, these are just energy in each one of us. It is essence or consciousness. And with this being a consciousness, we can communicate with the consciousness in each and every one of us. Okay. Now, the masculine, also known as the conscious mind, the thought, the subconscious, is also known as heart or emotion. Okay. Oftentimes, our masculine and the feminine self are not center or in a line, or what I say, not in balance. And the practitioner today is going to be communicating with your Holy Trinity and see which part of you is not balanced or overactivated. Okay? So with this, I'm going to get started by having Yusan begin to introduce herself first.
Hello, everyone. This is Yusan. I am a student of Tina's, and who is an excellent teacher, by the way. And I've studied Akashic. I'm also a Trinity healer. I can do life path, soul contracts, relationship readings, and healings in general. So if you want to look me up, please do so on Tina's website, and I would be more than happy to help. I'm here to serve today. Thank you.
All right. And just want to mention about my website. You know, I have two websites. One is my personal website, which lists information about my work, as well as the contact of all the practitioners. So the website is subconsciouschannel.com. Another one is my meetup, which I have all the listing of my classes, and it is at subconsciouschannel.info. I-N-F-O. All right, the next person is Erica. Erica, hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Beautiful. Erica, can you kindly introduce yourself and just let everyone know about your work, your contact, if they resonate with you, and your listeners can connect with either you, Son, or Erica directly after the show. All right, Erica, go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Erica. I am a psychic medium in Southern California. I am trained in Reiki, several modalities, do crystal healing, angel tarot, Akashic records. I kind of just mixed all these different modalities in for just one kind of smorgasbord of reading. And you can find me at ericaantonetti.com or on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube at Erica Antonetti.
Beautiful. Thank you, Erica. So now quickly, I didn't get to explain why is it important to connect with your Trinity. I would recommend everyone to connect with their own Trinity first if they can. If you like what you hear today from these two practitioners, know that I do offer this class. And the next class is going to be on this Saturday, but this is going to be local on this Saturday, which is in Los Angeles. It starts at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. But if you are out of Los Angeles or out the area and you are interested in this class, I do offer one-on-one class and also a group class via Skype and telephone call. And all you need to do is just email me or just give me a call or text me. My information is on my website, my contact, which is subconsciouschannel.com. Please go ahead and go there or just join the meetup at subconsciouschannel.info. And remember, you can also connect with these two practitioners at my meetup as well, because they are the members as well on this meetup. Now, why is it important to connect with the Trinity? It is extremely important to connect. In order for us to really know who we are and really to be able to stay balanced with our energy, we want to be able to accomplish, you know, what our heart desires to create the experience on this earth, which is the only thing that we want to bring this happiness, love, and abundance, really, and success. And in order to do that, we really need to go inward and really communicate with our own masculine self, our conscious mind, and also our feminine self, our heart, or our emotions, with the assistance of our Holy Spirit, which is our oversoul, and sometimes we know as our higher self. Okay? So this is a really fun techniques that anyone can learn when you get to listen to Yusan and Erica, how they see your conscious mind and how they see your subconscious mind, how they connect with each other, how they communicate, as well communicating with your oversoul. You're going to see how fun it is and how accurate they are. All right, so we're going to get started right now because I know there are a lot of you call in. I'm going to try to get everybody in as many as I can. So before we start to do reading, I always start with a short, quick meditation. All right, so now I'm going to ask everyone to just begin to close your eyes now. And as we begin to close our eyes, we begin to slow down our energy simply by just follow your breath, just in and out breath at this moment. So take a deep breath in and just breathe and just become aware of your breath as you listen to the sound of my voice. The more relaxed you feel. And just gently exhale. And each and every breath that you take, the more relaxed you feel. And now I'm going to ask everyone to just imagine or just pretend to visualize seeing yourself standing in front of this beautiful green mountain. Doesn't matter how it comes to you. And if you don't see anything, it's okay. Just feel or just know it is there is good enough. And as you see yourself standing there in front of this beautiful tall mountain, you notice the tip of this mountain is so far all the way up, almost reaching the sky. And you begin to set this intention that you are going to walk up this tall mountain. And you reach the very tip, the very top of this mountain in no time with ease. So now let's begin to imagine seeing yourself begin your journey. But as you walk, you begin to see yourself walking at the center or in the middle of this mountain. It is a straight path that you see. And you notice this beautiful golden stair. And even though it seems like there are many stairs going up, know that each and every step that you are taking up there is filled with wonder, excitement, and fun. Every step going up, you begin to see clearer and clearer of where you're going. You can look down below you, 360 degrees if you wish. So begin to walk up the stair now. And in no time, you notice that you are at the top of this mountain now. And just imagine, what would it feel like to be standing on top of this tall mountain as if you have accomplished something big? And allow yourself to just look down what's below you, what you are capable of viewing and seeing. And you realize at this moment now that you have this ability to accomplish anything. So now let's begin to take this deep breath in again. And exhale slowly. And as you exhale, gently, slowly, open up your eyes. So now we're going to come back and start with this reading. So let's begin with the first person. Area code is 914. Melissa.
Hello, how are you, ladies?
Doing good. Melissa, why don't you go ahead and just state your name. And just go ahead and repeat your date of birth again, because one of the persons didn't get your
date. Okay. My name is Melissa. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to do that? My name is Melissa, and my birthday is August 21st, 1983.
All right, Melissa, just set intention to allow these two practitioners, Yuson and Erica, to connect and communicate with your Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And in the meantime, just give them a little bit, because you are the first one, you know, being read for what happened. You know, it does take them a little time to observe and communicate with them. Okay, those are just the energy. Those are the essence of your consciousness, of each part of your masculine self and feminine self. So allow them a little bit of time, and when they're ready, they're just going to let me know, or they're just going to speak. But in the meantime, I would like to mention again that if you, any one of you who listen to this show, if you resonate with any of these practitioners, you can connect with them. Either you can contact me, or just go to my website, my personal site, which is subconsciouschannel.com. It has my information as well, my email and my phone number. If you are interested in taking this workshop with me, which I highly recommend, because I'm going to be showing you, teaching you how to communicate with your own Trinity, which is very important. You're going to be communicating with your masculine God self, your feminine goddess self. And they will be guiding you through this beautiful inner journey, inner spiritual journey that will teach you and show you how to find yourself, discover yourself, and they'll be able to guide you into an exciting experience. I begin to hear some background here, so if anyone is moving anything in the background, just kind of keep it a little bit lighter if you can. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right, Yuson, Erica, are you guys ready?
Yeah, Melissa, this is Yuson. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so I took a read of your conscious and subconscious, and your if you don't know, your conscious is your masculine self, and your subconscious is more of your emotional and feminine self. So, and your masculine is more of your logical side. So, when I read you, they were both pretty well developed, but it seemed to me like your feminine side was more in control. And by that, I mean, this is the image that I get. So your feminine or emotional side says, oh my gosh, masculine side, take a look at this. And instead of your masculine side, like, staying on task, he gets distracted. So So the feminine side says, oh, okay, take a look at this. Oh, and look at this here. And, look at this pretty thing over there. And so the masculine side kind of has to, you know, his job is actually to be logical and to keep you on track. And your feminine side is also equally important in it, you know, it has your sensitive side. But your masculine side keeps getting off track because your feminine side says, hey, it keeps tapping him, going, hey, and it's distracting him from doing his job. So while he's developed, he's just kind of all over the place. He's not on task. And so I'm going to now combine and heal the two so that when they're balanced and you're masculine side does what he's supposed to do, and, you know, with reasoning and logic, and your feminine side does what she's supposed to do with the emotions and the caring and the, you know, compassion, when they marry and work together, then you're more balanced. So I'm going to do that right now. But in the meantime, I have a message from your higher self, because it seems like you get a little distracted, and this happens quite a bit. Your higher self is telling you that your lesson here is to learn to keep on task, and there are so many things that, you know, you have these desires and these wants to do in your life. And it feels like you keep getting sidetracked. And your higher self is saying if you keep on task, you can accomplish so much more and you will be so much prouder of your accomplishments, and it's going to continue to grow in your self-esteem and in your progression in life. So that's a very important lesson for you right now. So I'm going to balance you out here and heal you in that way, and I will have Erica take over from here. I hope that makes sense to you.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. How are you doing? Okay, so I just want to reiterate what Yusan said, and I saw them dancing together. Again, the feminine was kind of leading the show. She was telling masculine to, you know, they were waltzing. So they were kind of waltzing so softly and carefully. And I wrote down, you play a balancing act. So I did feel that the two of you were working well together. But, again, I saw the scattered feeling, needing guidance because, let's see here, higher self says that you have been working on yourself lately through attending some sort of classes or seeking answers, asking questions in a way, but that you're needing guidance due to the scatteredness, and that setting goals is so that you can achieve the desires that you have. So, again, it was almost word for word what Yusan said, just in a different way. And then I also did pick up slightly that maybe in your relationships or past relationships, you've kind of taken the role of the doormat because of your lovingness. I don't want to say doormat in a, you know, in a bad way, but it just feels like because you're so loving, maybe people take advantage of that. so there's again that need for the masculine to step in just a little stronger so that you can build those boundaries in a healthy way. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, that definitely makes sense. I can definitely okay. say I always want to accomplish stuff, but I always have an idea 5 minutes ago, and then I never do it. and a guy thing too, I could definitely say from my past relationships, I'm not in a relationship right now, but I definitely felt like I put more into the relationship than that person probably did. And
okay.
at the end,
so then
you do feel like a doormat.
right. So yeah, I felt it, yeah, I hated that word, but it was more like mousy. But I knew that like the mouse is wearing this pink dress, so that tells me you're so loving and you just give so much, and then others don't reciprocate that sometimes. And but this just gives you some guidance on where your next steps in healing, so you can start to look at, you know, like I said, building those healthy boundaries around you. And I see that you are quite inquisitive, and, you know, this type of work actually comes through that creative feminine side of our brains. So, you know, this might be something that you would want to look into further developing.
Good. All right. So thank you, Eric and you, Sean. And, you know, Melissa, what they're going to do in the meantime, they're going to communicate with both of your masculine and feminine self to work together as a team, as one. Now, what happened is you're probably going to feel different or more center after they do this. But remember, you know, it's also up to each one of us as well. Because, you know, with life that we have, the next day after they heal you, you may just get yourself off balance again. Okay? So, and this often happens if you allow your mind and emotion to fluctuate. Okay? So, and this is how you can get your muscle and feminine energy to be very off-center. So right now they are healing, they're communicating with both of your muscle and feminine self, they're communicating with your Holy Spirit or your higher self, and so on. So I want to thank you, Melissa, for being on a show today. And remember, I offer this class. I know you are. What state are you calling from, Melissa?
New York.
New York, beautiful. So, you know, join our meetup if you like. Remember that it doesn't matter where you are at. I offer classes all over the world. I do have some students in Thailand and in India as well, and I teach through Skype. So I'm going to be teaching Reiki 1 via Skype in about a few weeks. So if anyone is interested, it's going to be there.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, so join my meetup. I'm going to make an announcement. I have several students from Thailand who are going to join me in this class via Skype. So, and it's going to be very inexpensive, you know, and you're going to be learning how to scan the energy at a distant healing. So this is going to be fun. All right, so I invite everyone to join my meetup at subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. Okay? So, Melissa, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful energy with us tonight and sharing
your
feedback.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Have a wonderful evening. And I'm going to go to the next person. Is area code 21201. Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay.
Hi.
My birthday is 10/9/78.
Say that again, please.
10/9/78, my birthday.
Beautiful, Jennifer. All right, Jennifer, just quietly set your intention and just allow your own Holy Trinity to communicate with both you, Sean, and Erica. And just give them a few minutes to connect,
okay.
And they actually connect pretty quick. I remember when I first taught this class, it would take them a while to really communicate with the masculine and feminine self and Holy Spirit. But now both of them really, really fast. They can do it instantly. Again, this class can be offered in person if you're local. Those of you who are listening to this show, if you're local, I'm offering this class this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. And again, if you're interested and you're not local, please do email me or just call me or text me. Email me is the best method to connect with me or text me. All right? And you just can get my information from my website or my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.com or subconsciouschannel.info. And Yusan and Erica's information are listed there as well. And they are members of Meetup. All right, Yusan and Erica, are you two ready?
Okay. Yeah. Jennifer, it's Yusan. Yeah. And hi. And, okay, when I tap into your conscious and subconscious, I find that your conscious is very, the logical side, it's very hard on itself. He and the feminine are both pretty well developed, but you know how the man, I try to make the conscious and subconscious dance, just like Erica said, because what better way to have the two parts work together when mm-hmm. they dance? And so in your mind, you kind of imagine what they might look like and, you know, make them work together. And the man actually is so hard on himself. He doesn't, sometimes he fumbles when he dances, and he gets so, like, he's so hard on himself instead of just, you know, taking that beat and just keep going. And then the feminine side kind of berates him too. So I find that sometimes you have, like, high expectations of yourself and others, but mostly of yourself. And you're really hard on judging yourself and not really cutting yourself any slack. And while it may be a good way to learn, because, you know, when you get emotional, you remember your mistakes, sometimes it's not the best for your, you know, self-confidence. And mm-hmm. so I think that, you know, the lesson here, and it's what your higher self is telling me, that it doesn't matter if you miss a step. Find your inner bliss in finding the music and just moving in life and not, like, being so judgmental. So that's your message from your higher self. Mm-hmm. And I find also that there's a lot of, like, you say a lot, like, this should happen or this shouldn't happen. There are, like, great expectations that you have in life. And if you can kind of ease up on that, that's also part of the message that I'm getting from your higher self. So mm-hmm. I say that people are shitting all over themselves. So I know it's kind of a play on, you know, another sound. So, you know, try to, like, ease yourself off from doing that. You're going to feel so much better and freer. When there's not so much pressure coming from yourself. So I hope that makes sense for you.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
And I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Erica, your turn.
Yes, okay. I picked up that the feminine side, she was sitting on the bench, and she is definitely very bossy. She had her arms crossed, and the masculine was trying to dance, but she would have nothing to do with it. And again, that critical and judging came in. Let's see here. I wrote down that there is something associated with food and emotions. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like there's some sort of like a stuffing of feelings. And
yeah.
then a fearfulness of your power or purpose. And so what happens is you feel more confused, as if you really don't know what that is that you're supposed to be doing or what it is that you want to do, because you're not looking at it with clear eyes, I guess is what I'm saying. And it says, your higher self says that your needs take a back seat to others' needs. Mm-hmm. And then this again leads to more stuffing of these emotions.
Yeah.
But that some advice would be to step into yourself more fully instead of fear
And they recommended mm-hmm. that if you are not in a place where you can, I don't know, seek classes or development in some way or another, that also talking with a professional might actually help you to mm-hmm. uncover some of those really deep-seated emotions that are deep down in there that you can't sift through. You know, oftentimes we just can't be that objective with ourselves. But if we can bounce ideas from someone else, it helps us to kind of clear away the garbage.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Well, Jennifer, I picked up that it has to do with your childhood a lot. Your inner child is crying out for, you know, mm-hmm. Nurturing your emotion. I offer yeah. this service privately, one-on-one, via telephone calls. If you're interested, connect with me if you like, all right? But
okay.
I just want to let you know that I offer this service, and you can email me and we can discuss about that if you need help. I have helped a lot of my students and my clients as well, and so this is part of my work. My specialty is with inner child, but this is rooted from your childhood, and you can see that.
Okay? What is your site? Where can I find you?
It's subconsciouschannel.info.
Okay.
Or subconsciouschannel.com. On this Blog Talk Radio show, you can follow my Blog Talk and have my information as well. I'm going to give you my email. It's subconsciouschannel@gmail.com.
Okay.
The name of this show and then @gmail.com. Email me and we can discuss further about that. There are stuff that you need to go back and dig. And this is a perfect time to do right now with the energy that we have. And quickly, I wanted to give some feedback to the two ladies so they have an idea that what they hit on, what they pick up from you is right on, but I know they do. Yeah. Jennifer, are you there?
Hello, yes. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, if you can just kindly just give a short feedback on what you feel about the reading, if it resonated with you, anything that they hit on, things like that. If you would want to share.
No, that eating
like
thing I got, the hunger, the emotional, and the food. Unfortunately.
Yeah,
that pertains to me.
Good. And then when they talk about the masculine mind, you know, judging self, so hard on yourself, meaning, you know,
yeah, I'm hard
your
on
mind.
Myself.
Yeah, your mind
is
overactive.
Great expectations, definitely, yes.
Yeah. So it does tell that your mind is overactive, you know, and
yeah.
your mind, emotion, your mind, your heart are not in a line as one. So you probably get a lot of anxiety and a lot of,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I
so
do,
your
unfortunately.
Chakra, yeah, so your third chakra is very overactive, your second chakra is very closed, and your first chakra also closed, mainly the second chakra. So why all those eating issues as well? Okay. So please do connect me. I'd love to talk to you. Just email me if you like. And, you know, the most important thing is really work on yourself. Everyone should be compassionate to themselves by working on themselves. You know, we tend to do a lot of things for everybody and accept ourselves. You know, but the most important thing is really to love oneself and really take care of oneself first. Because without that, and when we're not balanced, it's not a happy place at all. And we tend to do things that sabotage ourselves, you know. And when we all can go and go to a shopping mall and then, you know, buy stuff, it's not going to fulfill anything at all,
mm-mm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually worse. So anyway, Jennifer, I would like to thank you so much for being here, sharing your beautiful energy with us. Hope to hear from you soon. You can also, even if you like, to connect with this practitioner for more extensive reading. Because what they offer you guys tonight is just a fraction, just a sample. That's it. But let me tell you, both your son and Erica can dig a lot of information and get you so much information for you. Okay? And
okay.
So for any listener who would like to connect with both of them, I highly recommend both of them. They're really, really good. All right? Amazingly good. All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer. You have
a
wonderful night. Thank you. And I'm going to move on to the next person, J780, Eric Code. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, Jay. Jay, why don't you go ahead and just get your name and your date of birth for these two practitioners, please?
Sure. My name is Jay, and my birthday is March 24th, 1964.
Good, Jay. Again, just give them a few more minutes to connect and talk to your Holy Trinity. Anyway, where are you calling from, Jay?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada, welcome. Welcome. Anyway, quickly, if you haven't gone to my website, please do. Join my meetup at subconsciouschannel.info, and you can connect with these two practitioners via my meetup. All my practitioners from a different show, because besides this show, I also offer another show, and it's called Akashic Records. And often I have this show on Mondays. Lately, I haven't had it on every Monday, but I sort of rotate this show every other Thursday and also Akashic every other Monday, just so that I can have a little break as well. Because originally I planned to have it weekly, but it turned out to be too much for me.
Yeah.
Do come back on my Akashic Records show. We are going to accessing it. I offer Akashic Records.
Tina, I can't hear you.
She's breaking up.
My next class. Yeah.
Yep.
Hello. Are you?
Tina, it's really bad. I can only hear one word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and just give
Okay.
To
I don't know what Tina said, but let's move on.
Okay,
Jay, I'm ready to give you your message.
Sure.
All right. So I see that you actually have... everyone so far has had well-developed masculine and feminine sides, meaning if one's not stunted in growth than another. Like sometimes I see, like, it's almost like one side is like half the size of the other, and it means that they've stunted their growth in that area. So you, like the other two ladies ahead of you, they're both very well-developed. I see that you kind of alternate between your masculine and feminine, which is kind of nice because, you know, sometimes the masculine gets a little tired of being in charge, and then the feminine kind of, you know, takes over for a short bit before, you know, so that he can get his second wind. And so that's been kind of nice. I feel like you're kind of in a transition period right now, and your higher self is saying that you need to set really high goals. You're able to do things and get things done. But sometimes you stop right before the finish line. And they're giving me the message that if you set higher goals, I think you're going to find that you have the strength and the inner power to take yourself to a whole new level. Whereas, you know, if you don't challenge yourself in that way, it just kind of stays, but, you know, and you're still accomplishing things, but not in the big capacity way that you're able. So that's your message from your higher self.
Beautiful. So, Erica, I'm back on the show. I hope you guys can hear me.
Oh, yes,
yes, now
yes.
We can.
Okay,
yeah, I have to hang up and call again. So go ahead, Erica, please.
Okay, so I got that the masculine is the ruler of the two, although I didn't feel like the feminine was way back off, left in the dust. She was just right a step or two behind. So like Yusan said, it's not a quite perfectly balanced, but there's not a lot of space between them. And I've got that you are quite a strong and consistent person. And I actually saw the white rabbit with the stopwatch running around screaming, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. So I felt like you're really, even though I picked up that you're a really quite calm person, there is some sort of rigidity in you or anxiety about some particular, you know, part of your life, area of concern. And then, let's see here. The message I got for your higher self or from your higher self said that meditation is very recommended so that you will learn more of yourself as there is to calm a frustration. So there's some sort of frustration that I'm picking up where your desires are concerned.
All right. Jay, would you like to just give this lady some short feedback in regards to the reading that just give it to you?
Sure. They're right about,
thank
about
you.
Balancing. I do actually do meditation on a regular basis, but this time I'm just taking a hiatus. But, yeah, it definitely always gets you back to there all the time. I find that it's a very interesting time for me. I'm actually going through things, too, and just discovering about, love in some way. It's got me kind of like not baffled, but it's got me on a trail of discovery about it. So
beautiful.
Yeah. And it's really interesting too.
Awesome.
So
Awesome. Yeah, this is interesting. Yes. I'm actually curious about the white rabbit. If it does resonate with you.
I don't know why white rabbit. Maybe because I'm keep jumping around or I'm hyperactive or something. I don't know, but
it will come to you. Oftentimes, this symbol comes. You know, sometimes you're gonna keep seeing it, keep getting a message about the rabbit, things like that, or certain thing in your life that you feel like you haven't accomplished, or you know, you didn't have enough time to do, or something like that. So perhaps look into that. All right. So, Jay, thank you so much for calling in. And if you consider getting extended reading or healing by these ladies, just connect with them through my website anytime. All right? And I want to thank you for being here. So have a lovely night, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So move to the next person, 519, area code Karen. Karen, are you around?
I am. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You've been patiently waiting. Where are you calling from, Karen?
I feel blessed. I'm calling from Canada also.
Oh, my God, a lot of Canadians here. All right, Karen, go ahead and state your name and your date of birth so Erica and Yusan get them.
Great. My name is Karen. My birthday is May 7th. 1959.
Beautiful. May 7th. 1959. Happy belated birthday. Well, it was last month, but you know, yeah,
thank
not
you.
Too long ago. Yes,
no.
Yes. So, beautiful. So, quickly again, I often do a lot of announcements and advertising in between, you know, these ladies tapping into your energy. I would just... mentioning earlier when I was talking during Jay's reading that I also offer a next Akashic class tomorrow. It's going to be for long-distance students. So if your interest is that at 11 a.m. Pacific time, this is going to be via telephone call. And just go to my website at subconsciouschannel.info. And again, I'm going to be offering Yusui Reiki healing class via Skype in about next few weeks. I already have some students from Thailand, but I invite those students who are not in California, Los Angeles, if you're interested, go ahead and join my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info. I'm going to be making announcements, so anyone who is interested can join, and the fee for the class is going to be very reasonable. All right, so Yusan, you ready? Yusan, Erica?
I am. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hi, Erica.
Hi. Hello from to Canada, to Jay and Karen. So when I read you, I feel like you're love, 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 love. That's what's coming to me. you are full of love. You are also very logical too. So your two masculine and feminine sides, your conscious and subconscious, are also very well matched. But I feel like your feminine side has a little bit more of the power in the relationship. But you know, it's not outrageously unbalanced. It's pretty close. You have so much love to give. And because you're giving and giving and giving all the time, sometimes, you know, and you do it without the expectation of having it returned, but sometimes it feels nice to actually have it come back to you. yeah. All of the love that you're giving out to, you know, trickle back in. And so your higher self is actually saying that the message that I'm supposed to give to you tonight is that your first love and your first priority should be yourself. And it doesn't matter if it comes back because, you know, unbeknownst to you, it will. It just may not come in the manner and in the form that you want it in your expectations. But, you know, love yourself first. It's kind of like when, you know, you're on an airplane and they tell you to, you know, in the event of a plane crash, to put on your own air mask first. You're giving away, you know, your love, but you need to make sure that your first priority is to yourself, so that you can make the world a better place, and you do by giving all of this love to others. And don't think that it doesn't, you know, it's not appreciated, because there are so many people out there who appreciate you and appreciate how uplifting you are. So, you know, your higher self is happy that you're doing this, but you know, don't forget to put your air mask on first. So I hope that
like
makes
that.
Sense to you. And I'll leave you with that.
Oh, beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
Erica.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I do a bunch of scribbling when I actually do these readings. So I just kind of read straight across what I've written. Had a big dollar sign on it, and I said you're either very good with money, like have a career with money, or you are quite lucky in your life that, I don't know, I felt like there's this really grounded and practical side of you. So, of course, your masculine was in the lead when I finally looked at both of them. But your feminine was balanced. So it was like you guys were doing a two-step. And where one step, the other step, it was funny because I actually saw you as this tough cowboy, like cowgirl with like dusty boots, but wearing this beautiful red lipstick. So I was like, oh, you know, she's going to be tough, but she's like doing it like with style and class, and it says all girl. So that let me just know that you were pretty balanced. And I also saw the color purple, and I felt that you are quite connected to spiritual work in some aspect or quite psychic yourself. So I don't know if that's you get a lot of gut feelings or you see things or you, I'm not sure what aspect that is, but it's connected to that intuitive side of you. And then I also picked up that you really love gardening or have this animal connection, because going back to the cowboys, I was seeing a horse. And And that, the higher self said, focus on yourself through your hobbies, because they were going to fulfill you in ways that you cannot imagine. So they were saying, just keep giving more, you know, keep doing the things that you're passionate about, because that will just fill your cup.
Wow.
Beautiful. Well, Karen, some feedback, please. You kept laughing, so I can't wait to hear what you're going to say about their reading.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's funny because I focus every day on sharing and giving love and being a conduit of God's love. And
that's beautiful.
Lately, I've been feeling very heartbroken. Mm-hmm. And so that was really dead on about me having to stop and learning how to love myself, because mm-hmm. it's easy to love others. And sometimes, you know, you give so much, you sometimes forget to give to yourself. And it's like priming the well, right?
yeah, absolutely.
Learn to prime the well. And I'm very spiritual in the sense that I'm very intuitive. I have noticed that in my artwork, and lately I've been doing a lot of painting for charities or for children, face painting or painting, to try and lift my spirit again, because I'm in my own relationships, I'm feeling very invisible and very sad and forgotten. So I've had to reach out just to try to find myself again. And in doing that, I do connect to my passion. And,
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But see, it's because you realize it's what you do. You've been guided by your feminine side, right? And that's why you are connecting with yourself more. Yes. Like everyone has either strong masculine side or feminine side. You do have a strong feminine side with you. So with that, you know, you are going to find yourself much quicker and faster. But, you know, they are seeing you are centering or balancing with both sides. And after this reading, they are going to talk to you on masculine and feminine essence as well to work together as one. So, and know, you know, Karen, if you would like to get extended reading or healing by any of these lady, Yuson or Erica, please do not hesitate to connect with them. As I repeated before, you know, just connect with them through a meetup because they are members, or through my own website because they have their information, their contact there. Again, subconsciouschannel.com or subconsciouschannel.info. And if you would like to explore your spiritual path deeper, I offer this class as well. So just go ahead and email me. I haven't scheduled a long-distance class yet, but I will be actually scheduling for the next week or 2 weeks. So if anyone is interested, please join the meetup and look for the next class for a long-distance. All right. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being here, sharing your lovely energy. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
You, too. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Well, we got 6 minutes. I'm going to see. We're going to pull this last person in. 562 Erico 283. Hello, who is this calling here?
Hi, hello. This is Lisette.
Say your name again, please.
Lisette.
Okay, Lisette. Well, mention your date of birth, please. And I'm going to see if your son Erica can tap in. We got 6 minutes. I think we should be able to do it.
Okay. My name is Lisette, and my birthday is September 7, 1987.
Beautiful, Lisette. So just wait for a few minutes, and we're going to have you, Son, and Erica tap in, connecting to your Holy Trinity. This is fun. Now, I want to also mention that, too. Nobody does this kind of reading or teaching this, because I was the one who created this class last year, and this came through when I was teaching a few of my students one-on-one, and their Holy Trinity came through and communicated with me. And at first, I didn't realize what it is that was communicating with me, because, you know, the way the student described how the energy being came through the stomach, came through the third chakra, And then I begin to realize that this is the consciousness of the Master himself, which is the third chakra, feminine self, which is the second chakra, and also the Holy Spirit, which came through as a giant being that went up through the roof. So it took me about, you know, being a hypnotherapist, I was able to figure out what they are. And since then, I began to start this class and teaching my students to connect to their own Holy Trinity. So, Yusan, Erica, are you guys ready?
I think so.
Yeah,
all right,
I'm working on it.
So, let me just make sure I have your name correctly. Is it Lucette, L-U-C-E-T-T-E?
It's L-Y-S-E-T-T-E.
S-E. Oh, Lisette. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. L-Y. Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, names have vibrations, and I just want to make sure I'm tapping in correctly.
Okay.
Okay. So, Lisette, when I tap into your masculine and feminine, I find that your masculine is a little more predominant. And when they try to work together, I try to make them dance. And it's funny because both of them aren't very good at moving their hips. So it tells me that you need to kind of loosen up and just move your body. And there's a little bit of rigidity in maybe your muscles. And, you know, that's a symbol for, you know, rigidity in your life and how you do things. So if you can just kind of loosen up and just shake things out, and, you know, it's just dancing. It's supposed to be fun. And, you know, once you move, it kind of triggers, you know, more movement, and it just kind of wipes away all of the, you know, the cobwebs in your dance moves. So that's what I'm getting for you. They are, like I said, your masculine is a little more predominant. You don't like to, you're not very, you show the outer world like your feelings. You kind of try to hold it in a little bit. I think a symbol for the little hip action. You know, it's okay to be human and show some emotion, because it just makes you more relatable, really. It's funny because your higher self is saying, loosen up those hips. Loosen up and, you know, it doesn't really matter if your moves aren't perfect, because all that matters is that you're having fun. And that's the message that your higher self is giving you. So I hope
all
that
right.
makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Yes, thank you very
all
much.
Right. Down to 1 minute, 1 minute and 50 seconds. So, Erica, we're going to do it quick.
Okay, so I saw your feminine as like this really young, like 15 or 16-year-old girl with like headphones and chewing bubble gum and ponytail. And your masculine is like in his 30s, and he's older. He's dressed for like business, and he's looking away. And she's jumping around and dancing and goofing off and just begging him to play. But he's too serious. And so I'm getting that you do tend to take yourself too seriously and that you don't play enough. And your higher self said, you're acting like there's more important stuff to do, but nothing is more important than the experience that you are here to have. So take the grimace off and celebrate.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Does that make sense to you, Lisette?
Yes, it does. I've been really tense lately.
Beautiful. Well, you know, Lisette, I think you're on our meetup. So, you know, connect with us with the classes or the events that we have, okay? I would love to meet you one of these days. Just come to our classes. This might be something that, you know, might help you. But in the meantime, I want to thank you for being here. We're running down to 30 seconds for the show now. So I would like to thank you. you,
thank
Son,
you, thank
Erica.
You very much.
Thank you, both of you. Yes, thank you, Lisette, for being here and calling
thank
in.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You,
your everybody.
Son. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Son, Erica,
thank
as well,
you.
For being
thank
here
you.
And sharing your beautiful energy. Thank you, everyone. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Night.
Bye-bye.
And I'll see everyone on Monday night.
All right. Move those hips.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Bye.